Blog Talk Radio.
Give thanks to God. And in some things, don't give thanks to God. In everything, we give thanks unto God. Yes, welcome to our Miracles Radio and TV ministry. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, the hour has come. We have started. And so our hands are on deck right now. Yes, count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings.
Thank you so much for giving me this chance to speak. I thank God for this year. It has been a tough year, but we thank God. He has been helping us to manage, to learn the ministry, to bless us with some small food we find every day to feed the orphanage children. I do care for here. That's the blessings from God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yeah, we also thank God for the for the gift of life He has given us.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole year. Yeah.
Yeah, we thank God. We thank God for that. We also have our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Olaika Lawal. God bless you, Maya. Welcome. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Fine, sir.
Amen. Yes, today we're talking about counting your blessings to see what God has done. Would you like to tell us something about how God has dealt with you this year? Did you see God's blessings in your life or family or your children? Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has. Tell us something about how has God dealt with you this year?
Oh, God has greatly blessed me this year. I'm so happy. Even now, I'm in Dallas. And the reason why I came to Dallas is to visit my son. He just bought a brand new house. So when I got here, I was so happy. The house is very big and very spacious. They are living in good condition. Even my other daughter, too, the sister of this one too just bought a new house this year too, with big rooms and a good neighborhood. I thank God for seeing at old age for seeing my children prospering in this country. My situation is just like Abraham. Oh Lord God, blessing from generation to generation. Even in my dream when I was young. At secondary school, God appeared to me in a dream that I should come to this country, America, and I came to this America. That was 51 years ago. I've been in my visitation to America. My pilgrimage in America has been around 51 years. I came here in 72 as a student. I went to university here. I have my children in America, and I thank God. My children, too, are established in America. They are prospering. So, and I thank God, the way God speaks to me, the greatest thing I appreciate most is hearing the voice of God. Whenever I speak to God, I hear His voice immediately back, as if somebody is standing by my side. I'm talking to the person, and God will reply me back. That has always been my sustenance on this Christian journey. That doesn't make me to be afraid. Whenever I'm afraid of anything, I just look up. I say, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the Omnipotent, God the Omnipresent, God the Omniscience, God, you know everything, you are everywhere, you are most powerful. And when I say whatever I want to say to God that is giving me fear, He will just answer me, and when He answers me immediately, I just have peace and rest in my mind. So that's the greatest testimony I have in Jesus Christ, hearing the voice of God Almighty.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good. God, you are good. God, you are
wonderful.
God, you are
excellent.
God, you It is by the grace of God we are living today, not by power, not by might. It is the grace of God. It is not that you are holy or you are this or that. That is why He just got mercies and favor upon your life. I tell you, God is doing good things. We need to appreciate Him. The worst thing humanity is doing to God is that we don't appreciate God enough. We don't thank Him. We don't praise Him. We don't appreciate Him. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of His people, they praise Him the Lord. He that enjoys, He takes delight in the praise and worship of His people. God is happy when we worship and praise Him and thank Him and appreciate Him. Many times, we don't remember the things God is doing every day in our life. Do you know how many times Satan would have killed you, demon sickness or disease, accidents? You know how many times you have eaten some food somewhere or drank some water and you don't even know what you are drinking or eating? Do you know how many times the spirit of death has come so close? Do you know how many times you should have died long time ago, but God has always been there protecting you, watching over you? He that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Mm-hmm. God is our watch night, is our watch day. Mm-hmm. He that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Mm-hmm. God does not slumber nor sleep. He's watching over you day and night. You are the apples of God's eyes. Even the sparrows in the air, none of them will fall without God knowing about it. He cares about it. Jesus cured 10 lepers. After Jesus cured 10 lepers, only one of them came back to say, thank you, Lord. And Jesus asked the question, was it not 10 of you that was healed? How come you alone came to say thank you? The man said, well, I told them to come and say thank you. They said they wouldn't waste time thanking you, so they left. But I'm the only one who came to say thank you, Jesus. Why did Jesus ask the question? Jesus expected all 10 of them, the 10 lepers, Jesus expected all of them to have come back to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. But none of them came except only one leper that came. Jesus said, so you know how to say thank you? You know how to appreciate? You know how to be grateful? You, this young man, you came back to say thank you. And Jesus looked at him and said, you are going home with double blessing. The other nine lepers went home with just healing. But you who came to say thank you, not only are you cured of your leprosy, you are made every week whole. Now, there is difference between just being cured of leprosy and being made whole. Being made whole, to be made complete, to be prospered, to be blessed, to have abundance, to have your being saved, God supplying all your needs according to His riches in glory. You are made every week whole. This man went home with double blessing. I pray for everyone who is on this service tonight. We have over 1,500 people have come into this service. And I tell you, God is speaking to you today to continue to be appreciative, be grateful unto God. And he's going to do greater things in your life that you never thought of. There is power in being grateful. They count your blessings and name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. How many times you didn't have a dime on you? How many times your salary could not solve all your problems? How many times the bills are so many, your money is not able to carry you through the bills? How many times you have been in need and God has to send help? How many times you have been sick, nearly to die? God heals you. How many times you have been in trouble? I myself, this year, I'm even surprised that I'm alive, because sometimes I'm driving around and I doze off. I remember it happened about two times. I dozed off while driving and my car was almost leaving the road. But somehow God miraculously saved me and I got home safely. You know, these are things that happen to people, and that's the end of their life. Because you see, when you doze off while driving, you sleep up while driving, the car is going to leave the road and it's going to go into the forest, into the bush, or hit something or something. And that is the end. See? But God has always been there and there. You know, every time you travel by air, you go on flight, you fly to some places, you bought ticket, you bought a plane, and you flew down to some places. Who told you must arrive safely? Who told you there is no danger on the way? Do you know what they are doing now? Terrorists are going into aviation schools. There are many schools of aviation in Florida, California, and so on. Terrorists are going into aviation schools. They go and learn how to fly planes. And the purpose of their learning how to fly the plane is that they want to run those planes into buildings, run those planes into forests, and have people killed. That is happening already. Do you know how many times you will enter an aeroplane and you are traveling to a place? There is no guarantee that you will get home. There is no guarantee. You know how many trains are derailed? Trains are derailed. And so many people die. You know, boxes and all kind of things that are happening. And look at these viruses that are everywhere. You thought the virus is gone. It's not gone. The virus is still killing people. Oh, yes. Go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. They will tell you more. You know. But we thank God that the blood of Jesus covers us night and day. The blood of Jesus is on our doorpost. The blood of Jesus is on our forehead. The blood of Jesus is on our forehead. The blood of Jesus is on our doorpost. The blood of Jesus is on your lintel. The blood of Jesus covers your home and your family. The blood of Jesus covers your business and your job. The blood of Jesus covers your going out and covers your coming in. The blood of Jesus. And when Man. The spirits of the devil are moving about seeking him to devour, they're going to see the blood of Jesus. They're going to pass over you because you are a covenant child of God. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. The angels of God, they come around you. And you shall not dash your foot against the stone. You live in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not reach you, neither shall the terrors that move by night, neither shall the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Oh yeah, we live in Psalm 91. We live in Psalm 91. You live in Psalm 91. Psalm 91, that's where we live. He will live and grow in our being. He will live and grow in our being. Make us up tonight. Sing us to the Lord.
Share with us some scriptures, the word of God.
I greet you all, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to read from the book of Psalms, chapter 1,
verse
6, verse 5.
Yes.
They who sow in tears shall dip with joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You're welcome. Yes. Go on.
Yeah, this verse tells us that whatever challenges we pass through, let's continue praying and believing in God.
Yes.
Everything will be possible at the end. Yeah. And I could like to read from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13.
Says,
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens
me.
Yes.
Amen.
I want us to take that scripture into prayer. That's the word of God from East Africa, Kenya. Our brother Pastor McCauley, speaking to us from East Africa, joining us from East Africa. You gave us that word. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah, let's put that prayer, put it into prayer. God, help me to do all things through Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost,
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yes, God, anoint me and give me grace to do all things through
Christ that strengthens me.
God,
in Jesus' name, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, we welcome Abraham Daniel. He came from Nigeria. They have just joined us. God bless you. Thank you for coming, Brother Daniel. He came. Mama, Lady Evangelist Elisha Lawal is going to share the word of God with us that God has laid in our heart. Yes, yeah, so man, go ahead and share with us now.
I thank Jesus and I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor and magnificence. It's okay, name for today's teaching. Lord God, be with all of us in the name of Jesus. Be with me, Jesus, name to change. Prayer for ministers. Ministers of God, we should pray for them. The Bible makes it clear that we are to pray one for another. James chapter 5 verse 16. We should pray for all men, for leaders and those in authority. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Additionally, the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:25 and 2 Thessalonians 3:1 specifically employ Christian brethren that pray that they should pray for them. The divine mandate is obvious. We must pray for apostles, for prophets, for evangelists, for pastors, for teachers, and church workers that are collectively called ministers. As we pray, they will be divinely empowered to press on for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Therefore, let us earnestly pray for all ministers. For Scripture assures us that the essential fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5 verse 16. We pray to the heavenly God that the minister should be praying without ceasing. We should be praying for without ceasing for all ministers of God. We should tell the Lord, Father, Lord, that he should give the ministers divine wisdom to shepherd the flock of Christ and to care for them and the grace for them to follow Jesus Christ without wavering in Jesus' name. We pray for ministers of God that God should teach the ministers to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit and to shun flesh. All this we should be praying in Jesus' name, because any prayer that is not praying in Jesus' name is no prayer. We tell the Heavenly Father to give ministers of God grace to walk in the season and out of season so that they do not get weary in well doing.
Yes.
We pray that God should give the ministers of God total power for total commitment and complete submission and humility and love for the brotherhood. So this power will come upon the ministers of God. By the power in the name of Jesus, we decree that the minister of God will serve only for the love of God and not for filthy lucre in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see the power that brought down Gehazi. We pray that the ministers of God should not be brought down. Gehazi was brought down. That God should have dominion over the lives of ministers of God. And by the power and the blood of Jesus, we break the grip of pride, arrogance, showmanship, competition, greed, materialism, conventiousness, and other works of the flesh in the life of God ministers. We should pray that God should remove it.
Amen.
The minister of God should feed the flock with the word of life. They should feed the flock with the word of life, which is the word of God.
Amen.
That we should pray that ministers of God should imitate their master.
Yes.
They should not be impartial, but lead righteously. The minister of God will always be, pray that they should always be protected with the whole armor of God.
Yes.
The God of truth to establish establish them in your word. Let them be receptive to heavenly instruction and not to be tossed to and fro and carry about with every wind of doctrine.
Mm.
We should pray that God should give the minister of God wisdom to bring up their own children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Mm.
We should pray that all ministers of God should be obedient so that they will always pray and not faint. For prayer answers everything in the name of God, that everything they do, they should pray about it before doing it.
Yes.
We should break all causes frustrating the minister of God from doing the work God has given them to do. All stumbling blocks should be removed in the path of God's ministers.
Yes.
That should be one of our prayers. We pray that the spirit of compassion and confidentiality reside with the ministers of God. The God of mercy and compassion should have pity on them, and they too should have pity on people.
Mm.
We pray that the minister of God should walk in the light of your countenance.
Yes.
So that men will see the good work and glorify you, Father, which is in heaven, concerning them. In times of scarcity, we pray that God should provide abundantly for his ministers, because God has promised that he will supply all their needs in the name of Jesus. Now God should supply all the needs of ministers of God.
Yes.
We are going to be praying for them that God should empower the ministers to build on the rock of ages.
Amen.
Jesus is the rock of ages. Then we pray finally that they are the end of the journey. We pray finally that the end of their journey, minister will hear the voice of the master say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Yes.
So may God hear our prayer every day when we pray for ministers of God all over the world. As we have been told to pray without ceasing, pray for ministers of God, pray for the nation, pray for all men. And God that answers prayer will always answer our prayer concerning ministers of God all over the world. Thank you, Jesus, for this teaching.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
So we're going to pray for ministers of God. There's something happened in Acts Apostles chapter 12. Acts Apostles chapter 12. Herod confiscated Peter, the apostle Peter, trying to kill Peter. But the church prayed for Peter. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. Acts of Apostles chapter 12 verse 5. See, Peter therefore was kept in the prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God.
By the church, yes.
Him. And that was why Peter was delivered, and Peter was not killed by King Herod. See, that type of situation, there are a lot of things like that. You know, the Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. As you are praying like this, God is touching someone somewhere. God is setting somebody free. God is meeting a need. And so on and so forth. So we are going to pray for ministers of God, evangelists, pastors, deacons, elders, bishops, all of them,
workers,
church workers, servants of God, all of them, everybody. I would say pray without fear. Pray for those in authority that they will be able to lead. You know, if we don't pray, the devil is going to mislead them. The devil is going to misguide them. The devil is going to misdirect them. The devil is going to tell them what to do. The devil is going to... the other day I was talking about it. God did not speak to Adolf Hitler. God did not speak to Adolf Hitler to guard the Jews to death. The devil must have, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give life, and life more abundant. God did not speak to Saddam Hussein to throw missiles into Israel. Saddam Hussein kept throwing missiles into Israel. God did not speak to Hamas and Hezbollah to go and attack Israel. It's not God that does things like that. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. See? The other day we were talking about Mama Gaddafi, when he was still alive, he ordered the bombing of Panam Airlines that was flying across Germany, coming to the U.S. He ordered the bomb, sent terrorists into that plane, bombing. God didn't tell him to do that. So if the devil is leading people, misguiding, misdirecting people, and taking them to the wrong way of destruction, there's a way that women ride unto men, but the end of it is destruction. So we're going to pray right now that God will uphold his people, protect them from all evil, cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Mm-hmm. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment and condemn in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. That Lord, all things are worked together for good for us. God, you protect us from all evil. The blood of Jesus, cover our life and property. The blood of Jesus, cover our going out and our coming with the blood of Jesus. God, you protect us. You fight our battles for us. You give us victory. God, you bless us with all spiritual blessings in heaven, blessed in Christ Jesus. God, you help us in time of need. God, you deliver the oppressed. God, you minister to those that are captive. Let the captives free, Lord Jesus. You touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that man, touch that woman as well. God, touch your people with your miracle working power. Upon my Zion, there is deliverance. Let there be deliverance right now in the life of your people that have had your word to do. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Your God, God, you are fighting for us. God, destroy all our enemies.
Amen.
Yes. We're going to stop yesterday. We're going to continue tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We want to thank every one of you for joining in this broadcast today. The Lord continue to reward you all. Bring forward this message, this sermon to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to count our blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise us what the Lord has done. The Lord is doing great things. He's a great provider. He's protection. He's a caring father. He's the supplier of all our needs, according to his riches in glory. Oh, yes. Let's continue to hook up with him. And we end this year happily and gloriously, and we begin the new year triumphantly in the name of Jesus Christ. All things are working together for good to everyone in the name of Jesus. All things work together for good. What the enemy thought to be a disadvantage will be a stepping stone for your new height in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's say the grace and fellowship. Anything? Pastor McCory, you saying anything?
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me for today's study. Yeah, I really appreciate so much. May the Lord bless you all and continue praying for my ministry and my orphanage, as currently we have some challenges. Yeah, continue praying for us here in Kenya so that the Lord can open doors for these young children, which I do care for.
The ministry of our brother in Kenya, you want to help, feel free to call him, and want to send some financial donations or help, feel free to help him. His number is area code 254-796-168-617. Again, 254-796-168-617. You can call him and send some financial help to help him over there do the work of God, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. So we're going to be together again tomorrow by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us again, everybody, and let's see what God will do. Let's say the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
The love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. God is showing me, before we say shalom, God is showing me someone with eye problem, glaucoma, short-sightedness, long-sightedness. God is showing me people with eye problem. If you are in that group, put your hands across your eyes. Lay your hands on your eyes right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will heal those eyes. Name of Jesus, those eyes receive the touch of Jesus. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. Touch by them, long sightedness, glaucoma. Yes, receive the healing of your eyes right now. Those caves fall off, begin to see 100% in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in your eyes. Eyes be open. Deaf ears be open. Yes, deaf and dumb begin to hear and speak in the name of Jesus. Receive in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Shalom. Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. God bless you all. Yeah, we'll see again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jesus loves you, and we love you too.
Amen.
Have a good rest. Jesus said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We are a seven. Oh, yeah. Ojubore, God bless you. Welcome. Oh, yeah, Ojubore. Y'all, welcome. Oh, yeah, Ojubore, God bless you. Jesus' name. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when he shall come. Don't be tired, Yahweh. Don't be tired, pray. Don't be tired, in faith. We don't know when he shall come. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. Expecting Jesus. Yes, God bless you, brother. Oh, yeah. How you doing? How your family? The Lord trending and uphold you with his right hand of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. No when he shall come. Don't be tired. Your walk. Don't be tired. Pray. Don't be tired. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when he shall come. Don't be tired. Your walk. Don't be tired. Pray. Don't be tired. Oh, at MSM. God bless you, brother. Yeah, that's long time now. MSM, yes. God bless you. Thank you so much for remembering. Yes, God bless you, brother Oye. Oh, praise God, Bible study teacher. God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endure forever. Amen. For his mercy endure forever. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endure forever. Amen. Amen. Yes, join us again tomorrow. It's going to be 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow Eastern Standard Time. And then I have a one-hour service in the morning, tomorrow morning. It's going to be between 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. In the morning. You can join us also. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Love you, and Jesus loves you too. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Bless you all. Bless you all in the name of Jesus. By and by, continue. Jesus is...